Good morning. It's 8:52.
D.C. Council Chair Kwame Brown continues to wave off questions about an ongoing federal investigation into his 2008 campaign finances. But yesterday, well, things became a little heated when additional questions came from our own WTOP investigative reporter Mark Seagraves.
Chairman Brown, quick question for you before you go in.
No questions.
Bruce Johnson, before you met with the Attorney General's office. Sir, you don't have to push me.
Can
we ask you some questions?
Now, Mark Seagraves joins us in the studio. Now, he did shove you. Tell us, for those who weren't there and did not get to witness, what that was all about.
Yeah, and there were several reporters who witnessed this, as well as council staff. I was following, along with a few other reporters, Chairman Brown, from his office through an anteroom into the council chamber. We wanted to ask him about the ongoing investigation, federal investigation. He said, as you can hear, no questions. We continued to throw questions at him. He was standing right in front of me. He took exception, turned around, put his forearm up against my chest, and pushed me back against the wall, and then informed staff that I was in a room that I was not allowed to be in. And in all fairness to the chairman, I was in a room that I was not allowed to be in. I was traveling with other reporters from the chairman's office anteroom, which we are allowed to be in, to a staff room, which we're not allowed to be in. And in when I crossed that threshold, I was in a room I wasn't supposed to be in. But nonetheless, the chairman later apologized for the incident. But as you said, with the Twitter, it kind of just took off during the day.
Now, supposedly his apology was, "I'm sorry if you felt shoved," not "I'm sorry I shoved you."
You know, I got to say that at first the chairman pulled me into his office privately and apologized. We shook hands and it was a very sincere apology.
Oh, that's good.
In front of the cameras, he was, you know, a little bit more political speak. And I understand for politicians to stand in front of a bank of cameras, and there were more cameras, and he noted this, there were more cameras in front of him yesterday than ever had been in his term as chairman of the council. And that's a tough situation for a person to be in, especially when they're under federal investigation. There are all these rumors swirling. And so I take it as a very sincere apology, and I think everybody's ready to move on.
That's good.
But nonetheless, it all began as you continued to try to find out more about what is going on with the investigation into the finances of his 08 campaign. What do we know about that?
That's right. Well, what we know is that the D.C. Board of Elections first investigated, and they found that there was reason to believe that there was some kind of criminal wrongdoing. $200,000 in campaign funds were shifted from his campaign when he was running unopposed to his brother's company, and then there's not a real good record of where it went from that. This happened at a time when Chairman Brown was in dire financial straits, which was documented by Channel 4's Tom Sherwood. So all of this led the U.S. Attorney's Office to open up an investigation into this matter, and as we've seen with the federal investigation into D.C. Mayor Vincent Gray, these guys are very serious. They have a team of attorneys working on this around the clock. And the rumors are things are getting very close to resolution with Chairman Brown, and that the U.S. attorney has actually presented some kind of a deal to Chairman Brown. And that's what we wanted to ask him about yesterday.
All right. WTOP's Mark Seagraves on the investigation and on Shovegate. Thank you, Mark.